Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. A proposal by a mountain bike club to build more trails on town-owned property leased by a zip line business hit a few bumps during this week's Manawatown board meeting. Urged on by the board, the two sides finally came to an understanding. While noting he supports the trails, Northwoods Zip Line's co-owner Joshua Russert says noise from the trail construction by Lakeland Area Mountain Bike Organization, or LAMBO, would upset his customers.
My customers don't come to listen to a construction piece of equipment during peak season. We're an eco tour up in the trees.
Nor was Russert aware of Lambeau's summer construction schedule.
Outright, you can build this. It's not an issue. And the thing is, we're just not kept in the loop. The first time I ever heard that Lambeau wanted to come out Travis for 3 to 4 weeks, essentially all of June, was yesterday. That's the first we were ever even told that all of a sudden there's going to be this construction equipment running all of June while I'm trying to make money and run my tours.
Lambeau representative Brian Black now says they could complete the tree cutting and mini excavator work in less than 2 weeks. Russert says he would agree to that for this year. Supervisor John Thompson reminded Russert that in the long run, Lambeau's trails would bring more silent sports enthusiasts to a zip line business.
Who's going to benefit from this the most? It's not the town. It's going to be you.
Town Chair Mark Hartsheim wants all parties on board with the Lambeau's final land use agreement and construction timeline by the May 2nd board meeting. A walk in the woods this time of year will reveal Northwoods wildlife beginning the annual cycle of a new growing year. DNR wildlife researchers are out doing a survey, and a spokesperson says be careful as you drive by. WXPR's Ken Crawl reports.
DNR wildlife specialist Brian Dewey says the surveyors collect data from roadsides, so that's why they're there and there's no need to be concerned.
Spend a lot of time on the roadsides collecting important information for us on a variety of species, turkey, rough grouse, amphibians, and the like. And we just wanted to alert the public that these people are out and about doing surveys along the side of the road and that they should be aware of this and that there's no need to have any fear of them being there and that to be careful and that they give them some space.
Dewey says this type of survey has been around a long time.
A lot of these surveys have been long established along long established routes. Some of these have 25, 30, 40 year histories, and they're important information for us to monitor the abundance and the distribution of the species that we may be looking for. Sometimes the public has concern when they see a vehicle driving alongside the road, stopping, and then maybe just driving a short distance and stopping again.
Survey results can be found online, and those interested in learning more about Wisconsin's wildlife species are encouraged to view these data. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
Veterans from 7 Northwoods counties are coming to Rhinelander Friday for a Veterans Benefits Expo designed to help veterans find out more information about the services they are entitled to. Oneida County Veterans Service Officer Tammy Walters says veterans only need to stop by Friday.
This is a 7-county event. It includes Forest, Iron, Price, Lincoln, Langlade, Oneida, and Vilas counties, but of course all veterans, family members, survivors, dependents are welcome to join us.
Walters says the day is designed to give veterans the widest possible choices.
I always say veterans can't apply for benefits that they don't know exist. This is a way to educate them on benefits that they probably didn't know existed, and then, you know, they can follow up with their county veteran service officer and apply for the things that they're interested in and eligible for.
At least 25 different agencies or businesses have signed up to attend. The expo is Friday from 8 to 5 at the Rhinelander National Guard Armory on Adams Way, though the street sign still says Military Road. April is National Poetry Month, and Nicolay College is holding its 7th annual poetry project. O.C. Kilgis is a Nicolay instructor and coordinator of the project. The best original writing from both a student and community member will be judged after the project ends on April 30th. The winning student will be awarded a $300 Ron Parkinson Poetry Matters Student Scholarship. The community member will receive dinner for two at Church Street Inn in Hazelhurst. Kilgis says aspiring poets will also have a chance to read their works at Art Start in Rhinelander.
In conjunction with that, Art Start is hosting an open mic event April 21st at 7 p.m. in the downtown Art Start gallery. It's an opportunity for people, students, and community members to come and read their own poems or their favorite poem, to listen to others if they don't want to participate, and simply to relax and enjoy the evening.
She says in our blizzard of words and electronics, poetry holds a special place.
For example, I could say this, winter's not over yet because there are still 10 oak leaves on the trees. Okay, that doesn't say anything, right? Or I could say this, hanging on by a thread, you flaunt and dangle the remnants of winter. When I plead for a spring, you turn your back in disdain. So the second one reflects how I see or experience, you know, the long, long winter. The first one lacks emotion. In that sense, that's what poetry is meant to do.
The details of the poetry project can be found online at nicolaypoetry.blogspot.com or contact OC Kilgis at Nicolay College, and that link is available on our website at wxpr.org. In your forecast for tonight, a 40% chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies, lows around 32 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, eventually becoming sunny by the afternoon time with highs near 53 degrees. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.